written and recorded with both choirs, so our choir based in St Agnes and our choir based in Crantock.
And St Agnes is a relatively new addition, isn't it, to your choirs?
Yeah, so we only set up the St Agnes Choir of September this year, and do you know what? It's been fantastic. We've already got about 45 members who come and join us on a Tuesday night at the Driftwoods Bars from 7 p.m, and it's just going from strength to strength.
And the song itself, where did the inspiration come for this one? And also the video is great fun as well.
Well, I think it's pretty much a diary entry of my life. midlife Christmas, busy mum with two kids, so much going on. But, you know, it really kind of embodies what's important about Christmas, and that's just being at home with your family and making the most of what you've got at home, and definitely closing the door and pouring the wine. And the video is a collection of our choir members with their families over Christmas, so we thought it'd just be nice to kind of show them in the background as well and you know, again, highlight what's important to them.
To put a tune like this together, from writing it through to rehearsing it and then performing it.
Well, Luke and I, which is my husband, who also runs the choir, we very much operate on a last-minute basis because we have other jobs, we've got two young children. So we generally, you know, we'll have a song in our head and a tune, and we'll, you know, it will kind of get written in a day, and then we'll go back to it a few days later and think, okay, is it any good? And then if it kind of sticks around, and actually this one kept me awake. It was one of those songs where I couldn't quite get the melody out of my head and thought, okay, well, this is catchy, let's run with it. And then we got the choir involved. We recorded it ourselves, just Luke and I first, and then we taught it to the choir over 3 weeks, and then we had a week of rehearsals where we brought in the mics and all of the recording equipment into both of our sessions with the Crantock Choir and the St Agnes Choir, recorded it, mixed it all together. So probably in the space of a month, we had a Christmas single.
You're still a relatively new choir with Crantock, as you've been around longer, obviously, than St Agnes. But how many members now, and what are your plans for next year?
Yeah, so, you know, the choir is, it's just probably the best thing I've ever done in my life, actually, was setting up the Crantock Choir with Luke over a year and a half ago now. And it's just evolved, hence why we could open a second choir. And I'd say with both choirs combined, we've got about 100 members now, which is fantastic. And it just shows how much people love singing and how good for you singing is. And it's really brought something to the smaller communities as well. And, you know, the gigs are getting better. The gigs are getting bigger as well. More members, we're going into bigger spaces and bigger audiences, and, you know, opportunities like this to talk on the radio and to get in local media, it's just been fantastic. So we're just running with it and seeing how far we can go.